The EPA announced January 26 that it will suspend the process of withdrawing Obama-era proposed restrictions on mining in Bristol Bay. In other words, a proposed Clean Water Act determination that could give the EPA the power to veto the proposed Pebble Mine could still be finalized in the future. For now, the Pebble Project can continue through normal permitting process with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Pruitt's announcement has opponents of mining in the region celebrating. Norman Van Bachter is the chief executive officer of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation.
Given what all of us have perceived have been some of the actions, very negative environmental actions, that the Environmental Protection Agency has taken since the new administration has come into office, that this was a breath of fresh air. And I think it still, more than ever, probably mandates and dictates that we can't let our guard down, that we really have to remain vocal.
Remaining vigilant and vocal is a common theme among the region's mining opponents. Mertis Evalt is the interim executive director for Nunamta Alukastai, an association of Bristol Bay tribes and village corporations.
We as a region, Bristol Bay, need to all to work together and still keep our voices spoken to EPA and DNR and all of them, stating that we don't want this mine in Bristol Bay, the headwaters of our pristine fisheries.
Some in the region are less enthusiastic about the EPA's decision. The Alaska Peninsula Corporation, Iliamna Natives Limited, Kichik Corporation, and Tenalian Incorporated put out a joint statement. These corporations own land near or adjacent to the Pebble deposit and represent 1,500 shareholders. They called on Pruitt to ensure a full and fair review for the project, something that they're concerned a Clean Water Act determination could impede. The statement also says that mining exploration activities in the region have been significant for shareholders and contributed to sustainable communities. The statement supports the normal permitting process, but not explicitly the development of the Pebble Project. Brad Ingeson is the Alaska Peninsula Corporation's Vice President of Corporate Affairs.
We stand in support of due process, and we'll evaluate the project based on the merits of the application process and not based on political interference or pressure.
The Pebble Limited Partnership took a measured tone, saying that the permitting process for the proposed mine is still on track and that it believes it can construct a mine that meets Alaska's high environmental standards. The terms of a 2017 settlement stipulate that the EPA cannot finalize a Clean Water Act determination associated with mining the Pebble deposit until 2021, or until the EPA publishes a notice in the Federal Register of the final environmental impact statement regarding Pebble's permit application. The Army Corps of Engineers has initiated the process of developing an EIS for the Pebble project. As a part of that process, the Corps will host public meetings to solicit input on the project this spring. The dates and locations of those meetings will likely be announced in March. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.